Well, when I came out of the hospital, had a one in a million operation, and I came out, I knew that what I had learned at a land-grant university was nothing more than brainwashing. I decided that I would go and re-educate myself. Now, when I came out of the hospital, I caught something, and for over a year, I couldn't focus my eyes. That convinced me that somebody up there was telling me to remember the commitment that I made prior to the operation. I started reading. I started out with Rachel Carson's book, Silent Spring. I went from there to Francis Moore LePay, Wendell Berry, Thomas Berry, Tom Regan, Wes Jackson. All of those things made a lot more sense to me than what I'd learned in a land-grant university. But it wasn't until I put all of those things together that I came to understand that it was not just crop rotation and the use of chemicals, but it was world hunger, animal suffering, the loss of soil, rainforest, all of those things were spokes of the wheel. And they all revolved around our fork. And when I understood that, I understood that if we were going to make any advances in all of those issues, we had to start with the one that was most important, our diet. That's when I decided to become the world's worst vegetarian, lettuce and dairy products. And for a year, I was the world's worst vegetarian. I lost some weight. My blood pressure came down. My cholesterol came down slightly. At the end of the year, I decided if I could do that being the world's worst vegetarian, maybe what I ought to do is become vegan. And then I thought, oh my God, man cannot live on lettuce alone. So I thought about it, and I never met a bean I didn't like. And I thought, well, lettuce and beans, that's not bad. Whole wheat bread. And then it came to me that everything that you have for Thanksgiving dinner can be made without animal products except for the turkey. And when I figured that out, I lost over 100 pounds. My blood pressure went to normal. My cholesterol dropped from 300 to 135. And not one person in 40 years of the largest ongoing heart study in the world, the Framingham Heart Study in Massachusetts, not one person with a cholesterol reading below 150 has had a heart attack. And remember, it's the number one cause of death in the world today. And so, for me, the only reason that I'm here talking to you today is because I changed my diet. If I hadn't, I'm sure I would have been long dead.